From the Rams studio, connected by AT&T, I'm Miles Simmons, and welcome to a special edition of All 22. We're going to try to get an idea of what Sean McVay's offense will look like in Los Angeles based on some of his most successful plays from Washington.
Yeah, I will call the plays. You know, it's something that, like I had mentioned about what a great leader Jay was, and I was fortunate to be able to do the last couple years in Washington. Love doing it. Love the schematical approach and figuring out ways to attack a defense, but also stay within the framework of what our core identity is offensively.
So how will the Rams become an attacking offense? Well, let's take a look at some of these Washington plays from their 42-24 victory over Green Bay in Week 11, and maybe we'll get kind of an idea what the Sean McVay offense may look like for the Los Angeles Rams. So when you take a look at this formation, this play comes early on in the game, and it's going to be a Rob Kelly touchdown. Now, of course, it's a primetime game, so you got the sky cam right there, but Kelly's in the backfield. And what I want you guys to notice here is the way they use pullers to come up with this kind of power look. So even before the play begins, you're going to have Jordan Reed over here. He's going to come in motion. That's going to be an indicator, obviously, of whether or not the Packers are in man or zone coverage. Fine. So once Reed lands over there, now you've got your pulling left guard, and you're going to have your tight end come back to the other side of the formation, and that's going to open up a really nice hole. But also what you've got on the front side of the formation, look at this wall of Washington players. Man, that's going to be really key so that your left guard right here can get up to the second level, cut off the linebacker, and that's going to give Kelly a nice open hole to run through. Look at that. Jordan Reed basically doesn't even have anybody to block as the tight end, as Kelly's going to keep going up this hole into the end zone. He sees it, and he's going to be able to get to pay dirt. Really, really good run from him right there. So now let's take a look at a couple of passing plays, and I think you're going to see how well McVay's offense schemes so that guys get open. So let's take a look at this formation. You can see it's a single back. What you got to notice here is two things. You've got your wide receiver, Pierre Garçon. He's going to end up in a one-on-one matchup with the corner, and the reason he does is because they use the tight end to draw in this safety in coverage. So once the play begins, you can see how this all works out. So the tight end's going to run kind of this deep in route right here at the 40-yard line, and that's going to draw in this safety because he's above the hook-to-curl area. Look, you can see all these guys are trying to cover the underneath routes because that's what they've got in their zone coverage. And so the safety has to come down, and he's got to take Jordan Reed. Now, once that happens, it means that you've got Pierre Garçon in this one-on-one matchup as he runs a deep post. Kirk Cousins does a good job of recognizing that. He just lays the ball up in the air, boom, makes the catch, evades the defender, gets into the end zone, high stepping right there for a Washington touchdown. Now, later on in this game, you can see the scheme does well to get guys open once again as DeSean Jackson. You can see he's lined up down here in the slot in trips. He's going to catch a nice touchdown pass here. He's also going to make a good move, and that's something you got to account for, his talent. So once this play begins, you can see they're in shotgun there. Everything kind of starts flowing up to the top of the screen, which is the offense's right. See, here, look, you've got three guys in this formation that's up there. You got one, two, three. And so because of that, you've got 24 here, your defensive back. See, he's turning his back, and that means that that's going to leave some open space on this side of the formation. And Kirk Cousins does a good job of selling this, too. You can see he's looking toward this side of the field. But as this play continues, he's going to turn back. DeSean Jackson is going to make a nice move. Look at this. In, out, and then he's going to go right back in, and he's going to be able to make a nice catch between the hash marks and get in there for a touchdown. So the last play we're going to talk about actually comes from Washington's Week 4 victory over Cleveland. And I want to show it to you because I think it does a good job of illustrating how this offense can take advantage of some different size matchups. So Jordan Reed's going to catch this touchdown pass. You can see he's flexed out wide at the top of the formation. And why is that important? Well, it's because he's going up against a smaller cornerback. So Kirk Cousins does a nice job of realizing this, and then once this play gets started, you can see Reed does this kind of skinny post, kind of a slant route, and boom, ball is delivered in the end zone. Jordan Reed also does a nice job of getting this inside leverage so that he's taking advantage of his size, and Kirk Cousins maybe could deliver a bit of a better ball there, but he still gets it to him. They're in the end zone for a touchdown. So I think all of these plays kind of illustrate how Sean McVay has done a really nice job of matching his scheme to the personnel and making sure the scheme can beat opponents on the field. I think we're going to see him bring that to Los Angeles.